702.
The car feature.
Time for the car feature with Jacob Moshokwa, who is coming through to do all of your car evaluations. You know the rules, the make, the model, the mileage, transmission. Is it petrol? Is it diesel? Is it 1.4 point? What litre? All of those details that we need. And then out of interest sake, tell us the color. Why are you upgrading if that's the case? Or are you downgrading? What is the situation? Because you never know, hey, on the slot, people find a buyer, people find a car as well. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Moshokwa.
Hello, Relebogile Mabotja.
I feel like it's been a while.
It's been long, dude. It's been very long.
What's happening? Where have you been?
I think last time I was here, you weren't here.
Yes, I wasn't here.
Exactly. But you know what's special?
And I specifically didn't come because you were coming.
Well, I made it to the 501st show of Relebogile Mabotja on 702. So I'm very lucky.
Can I make you laugh?
Yes,
so
you can.
One of the listeners earlier when Clement was like, it's your 501st show, was like, of those shows, Relebogile missed 400. So I was like, well, I'm glad to know you tune in every single day.
At least.
That is our number one fan. But no, it's 500 shows that I actually was in myself.
Oh, well done. I wish it landed today. And then I was on that special mark, 500.
You can still send me cake or a car, whichever. Thank you.
I'll have to make a plan for you like I always do.
So what are you driving at the moment? What have you test driven recently?
Oh, last week, AMG GT 63 sedan.
What was the color? Because it makes a difference.
So Mercedes-Benz has got this matte finish on the car with the yellow stripe on the side. They usually call that the Edition 1. Mm. And that's what it was. It was AMG GT 63 sedan, and it was this Edition 1 version of it. I think the big thing I need to say about this car is this. It is currently the most powerful AMG you can order right now.
Like, most powerful in what sense? Because
in power.
In power.
Specs, in terms of Newton meters, in terms of torque. It is the most powerful AMG available on the market. It's an insanely quick car. It's so fast. You don't get it. And look, I was fortunate enough to be driving it in Cape Town with the big windy roads and all of that. And I was extremely intimidated. On the evening that I got the car, it was like, okay, grab the car and then go
home.
When
you tap, you're like, whoa.
Sure. It does that. It throws you back on the seat.
Sure.
But by day two, I was a lot more accustomed with the car because I went for dinner there by Camps Bay. You can imagine.
Of course you did.
Went for a proper drive with the car.
Yes.
And the following day, I sort of took it out now towards Stellenbosch. So nice open roads, very nice car to drive there. And then you get to feel the car. 620 kilowatts of power. It's very powerful. And the nice thing is it doesn't necessarily use this 4-liter V8 engine only. Mm. It's got a hybrid kind of connection to it. So there's a little hybrid motor in there, but that hybrid motor only helps you for added power. That's exactly it. It helps you for more power, and you do a 0 to 100 in around, what, 3.8 seconds? Something like that? Wait, 2.9 seconds, actually. It's under 3 seconds. That is ridiculously quick. It is fast as hell. It's like a bat out of hell. That car is crazy.
So, how much? Because that's all what we're wondering.
I know you're going there. So the one I was driving, as you see it, is a 4.2 million rand.
Oh,
car.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, I was like 1.
No.
So you were driving a house on wheels.
A house on wheels and a proper house, eh? Like estate living kind of house, like a house in Eye of Africa or something. It's a proper car.
My goodness.
The nice thing, obviously, is it's a good crossover car in terms of, it's not a sports car that you can only drive with a passenger.
Yes.
The sedan obviously means that you can get somebody, kids in the back seat, and they can sit quite comfortably.
Yes.
And then the car is so plush with like carbon all over.
Oh.
And it's got Alcantara, like that suede feel.
Yes.
On the steering wheel and right around. If you are not intimidated with cars like this, this one will leave you intimidated because this hybrid motor makes it just so much quicker. And you can't even, there's a plug-in place to plug in the hybrid, but you don't even have to plug it in. You must just drive on race mode, and race mode automatically like fires up the hybrid battery. It gives it more power when you run. It charges it while you're driving in race mode. So can you imagine what type of car this is?
Firstly, you've ruined my day because I was like, yo, maybe as my next car. And then you said 4 point, and then I was automatically eliminated from the competition.
No, it's okay.
Sounds absolutely exciting. But yes, we know that Mercedes-Benz, they always go all out.
Above and beyond, literally.
Yes, yes. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We're already seeing your messages coming through. Patrick, we're coming to you as soon as we come back from the break.
702.
The car feature.
Car feature time. Jacob Moshokwa is with us. He will be doing your car evaluations. We need the make, the model, the mileage, the color, transmission, petrol, diesel, 1.7. What liter? All of those details that we will need. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We start off with Patrick from Sandton. Patrick, how's it?
Hi, how are you?
Shab shab.
Hi, Intata Jacob.
How's it? How's it, Patrick? Let's rock and roll. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Hyundai Santa Fe.
All-wheel drive?
Model.
Ah, there we go.
All-wheel drive, 2015 model.
Automatic.
65 mileage, yes. Automatic diesel.
2.2 all-wheel drive. Is it the Elite?
Yes, the Elite 7-seater.
There we go. There we go. See, that's all the information we need because there's so many.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The trade on the car is 291,000 Rand.
Yes.
And retail is 341,000 Rand.
Oh, yes.
Are you disappointed?
Sounds a bit sad.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Actually, I wanted to downgrade, so I'm happy.
Oh, so are you going to keep the car or you feel like you're going to make some money back?
I'm going to make some money back.
Ah, so what are you looking at for your downgrade?
I'm looking at the latest model Suzuki.
Hey.
Like a Swift.
Swift.
Yeah, I Swift.
Good cars. Very good cars.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple of Ubers. Uber drivers were driving Swifts. They are all happy with that car. So all the best, Patrick. Hopefully you make some moolah from that situation. All right. The next person on the WhatsApp line, 2002 Mercedes-Benz. Okay. S600.
Oh, that's V12. That's big boy.
V12.
Oh.
You said- with 50,000 kilometers, so it's not old. It's quite a young hun.
A 2002
full service history.
Okay, let's get.
What
this
have you been doing with this car for over 22 years, and it's got only 50,000? Do you think that they maybe meant 500,000 kilometers? Because
wow,
that's been 22 years.
That's amazing. So they probably only use this car as like a weekend car,
yes.
Or this is an executive who has probably a million other cars, and they only, yes, go to the office once a week. Okay, I've just pulled it up now. It's a 2002 Mercedes-Benz S600, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got it up here, and guess what? The system doesn't even know this car, bro.
What? It's that old?
So it's flagged in red, and it says trade 153 and retail 183, but it's all in red.
Yes.
So when it's in red, it writes in big estimated.
Yes.
Meaning it doesn't even know, because people aren't trading these cars in at the moment. Mm. So you can't exactly tell. On the auto bid system, it always warns you with that estimated sign.
Yes.
So it's not just a blank retail and trade on the car. It says estimated and it's in red. So what I'd like to do is, from the producer, Pashida, could I please get the details? I would like to do some research on this car.
Now you have to give us feedback, man.
I promise you I'll give you feedback when I come back.
So for those of you that don't get through, jmoshokwa@gmail.com, because some of these actually are worth so much more when you look at what the supply and demand is. But me, I want the feedback, man.
No, I'll give you the feedback, because this car,
just saying,
this is one of those cars that are more market related, and the rarity as well, and in that mileage. If that mileage is correct, oof, I can't even begin to guess how much that car could be worth.
Okay, we've got Dudu in Germiston. Dudu, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Rilebuchile.
Good, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, my car is a Mercedes-Benz C200, 2012 model, and the mileage is 347,746.
Okay. Is your C200, do you know if it's a Elegance, do you know if it's a Classic, or if it's an Avant-Garde?
I think it's an Avant-Garde.
And then, do you think, is yours automatic?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if we can get a C200. And yours is not a diesel version, right?
No, it's a petrol-driven.
Okay, cool. C200, Avant-Garde, got it, automatic. Let's see what comes up here. This is quite interesting. So many variations of this car. Okay, so the trade on the car is 128,600, and mm-hmm, retail is 156,000. 800.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy because I received lower quotations from the dealership.
Uh-huh. What's the overall condition like of the car?
It looks good.
Okay.
Okay. All right, all the best to you, Dudu. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Ntabiko Rodipot. How's it?
Hi, Kinabukhile. How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
How are you guys? First time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. I want to downgrade. I'm currently driving a Toyota Fortuna, traveling from Rodipot every morning to Tembisa. And I'm looking for something very light on petrol. I just need a comparison between an Audi A1, Suzuki, you know, and a 2018 model as to how much do they cost.
Okay. First of all, do you want a valuation on your Fortuna?
We can. It's a 2018 model.
2018 Fortuna, hey?
Yeah.
And which one is yours? Is the 2.4, 2.7 or 2.8?
It's the 2.8.
And it's a 4x4 automatic?
It's an automatic 4x4, yes.
Okay, there we go. So many variations of Toyota Fortuna. And I can imagine. Okay, so the trade on the car is 440,000 Rand. And then retail is 504,000 Rand. Okay?
Okay,
that's what you're looking at. And now in terms of like a 2018 Audi A1 and perhaps even a 2018 Suzuki, those are great cars, of course, when it comes to fuel economy. Obviously, the Suzuki does a little better there in terms of fuel economy versus the Audi. I mean, Audi, you're probably talking about the A1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the A1, yes.
Very cute car, very nice car overall. But I think in terms of future maintenance and even future value, I would just look at purely the Suzuki Swift. And I would say the pricing of around 185,000, 220,000 Rand would make sense. For a low mileage Suzuki Swift, those are fantastic cars. You won't go wrong at all. You'll pay slightly a little more if you're trying to get into an automatic version. I don't know if they actually came out in automatic at that time. You might have to get a newer one to get automatic. But I would rather say Suzuki all the way, especially if you're doing that distance from the West Rand to the East Rand daily. It's a far more fuel efficient car. But there's also other cars. I mean, there's Kia Picantos as well. There's definitely a lot of other cars to choose from. The Hyundai Grand i20. It's a nice place to be in terms of looking for a nice fuel efficient car. But top of my list is definitely Suzuki.
Please, can I just say, Austin Taibi, if you're gonna get the car, body i10, those old Atos, just don't drive next to a truck on the highway. That's my only advice.
Especially if I've been driving a Toyota
I don't want that experience.
Stay away from yes.
Thank you so much, Ntabi in Rodipot. One of these days we needed to be explained to us, Jorge, why do you not need to hold on to your car for dear life? All right. The one that is asking, saying, can Jay, I like that nickname for you.
Okay.
Recommend which to purchase as a first time driver and owner of a car. This is from Nandi. She's not giving a budget. But maybe you can give some options of like sort of entry level, mid range, and then,
Here we are talking about the Suzuki Swift. Jeez, I wish these guys paid for this feature today, because definitely top of the list is a Swift, old Swift or new Swift, very good car. And the other cars I mentioned as well, maybe a Hyundai Grand i20, a Kia Rio or even a Kia Picanto.
Yes.
Those are usually very good in cars. I don't want to suggest the likes of a Polo Vivo, for instance, because I feel like a Polo is such a boy car. And with polos being so popular, whether it's a guy who's buying it or a woman who's buying it. It's also popular, unfortunately, in the thief market as well. You can walk out of Sandton City.
Because you're part of that industry as well.
No, I'm not.
Why are you like, it's also popular in the thief market, you know?
Vivo's a good seller. And there's a reason why, yeah. There's a reason why people are stealing them. It's because at the end of the day, it sells so well.
Yeah.
Like it's one of the top sellers. Toyota Etios, also a very good car, but it just so happens to also be very popular in the wrong places.
Okay. Nandi says, I'm earning 18K per month. We don't have context, ne? So she says her budget is Woma 220K.
Oh, 220K. So those cars I mentioned were perfect. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please leave the cars that are high hijack on the list. And how do we get in touch with you?
The letter J and my surname, Moshokwa at gmail.com. J Moshokwa at gmail.com.
J for Jacobas.
J for just J. Mandy called me J. Thank you for having me and goodbye.
J. Thanks so much.
Bye.